The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans 360, a look at J.J. Watt's Defensive Player of the Year Award, plus Chris Myers, Houston Texans cheerleaders, and more. Coming up right now on Texans 360. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Texans 360. After being on the road for a couple of weeks in Phoenix, Arizona for the Super Bowl and Pro Bowl, we're back at the NRG Stadium Fan Cave. But let's go back to Arizona and relive some of the magic night that was NFL honors and J.J. Watt winning Defensive Player of the Year.
2014 AP Defensive Player of the Year is J.J. Watt.
It's just it's a testament to my coaches and teammates and everything that they do throughout the year to help put me in good positions and then also just playing good ball. There's so many, like I said up there, there's so many people who help make this possible. Just my whole life, from even all the way down to elementary school teachers to trainers to staff members to the cafeteria workers to my family and everybody. It's just so, so fortunate to have such great people in my life.
J.J. Watt making history 1 week ago tonight. Now let's bring aboard from the Houston Chronicle the General, John McClain. John, how's it going today?
It's great, Mark. How are you?
Well, it's great to see you. I'm doing well. J.J. Watt, you were there seeing him win the award, making history. What was that like?
I thought it was great for him. He was a big hit, not just at the NFL Honors Show, but at the Pro Bowl. I covered the Pro Bowl like you, and him to get that big SUV. And he sounded genuinely enthused about being Defensive Player of the Game in the Pro Bowl. Most of them just yawn about it. And that's one reason everybody likes him so much, is he's so exuberant and excited, and he looks like he cares, and all these things mean something to him. And then I was glad that he got as many votes as he did for MVP. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that MVP so much, Mark, I started thinking, we're taking away from the Defensive Player of the Year. And for what he did, the only ones who've won it at least two times are in the Hall of Fame, except Ray Lewis, and he will be. So what does that mean? J.J. stays healthy. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
When you look at J.J. Watt, John, do you feel like you're looking at Lawrence Taylor, the new version of that? I know they play different positions, but a guy who just creates so much fear at the line of scrimmage.
Everybody that I talk to at the Super Bowl, I know you get this too, but I'm talking about former players, mm-hmm. Current players, coaches, they all want to know, what's he like? Because there are a lot of players, they're one thing publicly and another thing privately, and I say, he is exactly what you think in practice, in the dressing room. They say in meetings, I don't know, because they all know how he is on the field. And so many have told me that when they see the Texans, they're not watching the ball. You know, we're brought up to watch the football.
Right.
They watch J.J.
That's incredible stuff. So chances of winning an MVP in the future, if the Texans make the playoffs, you got to give them better odds then, right?
Well, yeah. Aaron Rodgers, we asked Aaron Rodgers after he won MVP what he thought about J.J.'s chances. He says it's going to be tough because it's an offensive-driven league. And he said, but if anybody could do it, he could do it. It's going to be so hard for him to have another season like this one. I thought the 2 years ago he'd never be able to duplicate it. But he's the first one to tell you and me and everybody else he can get better. That was scary to think about.
Quick thoughts now. Texans making some additions to the coaching staff. Paul Pasqualoni in for Bill Kolar. Mike Devlin, the new O-line coach. And they also have Pat O'Hara as an offensive assistant.
The one that hurts the most is Bill Kolar, but it also earned Bill O'Brien a lot of respect in the Texans organization, a lot of respect to let Bill go because he wanted to be around his kids and grandkids, as opposed to Cincinnati wouldn't let Vance Joseph out of his contract to be a defensive coordinator. But I talked to Gil Brandt and people who covered the Cowboys. Pasqualoni is a really tough hard-nosed coach, just like Bill Kolar. They think that's a great addition. And Mike Devlin is our same type of offensive line coach. What does that tell you Bill wants to do with his players on both sides of the ball?
Great stuff. John, thank you very much
for your time.
All right, the General, John McClain from the Houston Chronicle. Read his stuff on cron.com, of course. And coming up on Texans 360, Texans cheerleader information. We'll catch up with Mike Miller of Bleacher Report. It's all coming up on Texans 360. Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. At number five, new offensive line coach Mike Devlin provides some great sideline sound from his time with the New York Jets in this mic'd up video. Coming in at number four this week, I caught up with Indianapolis Colts quarterback and Houston native Andrew Luck in Arizona. At number three this week, it's February, and Houston Texans cheerleader Britton is your new calendar girl. At number two, J.J. Watt and Ryan Fitzpatrick meet country music artists the Zac Brown Band. And at number one this week, J.J. Watt wins the AP Defensive Player of the Year Award. To watch these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.